Oh boy, we are on another episode of Pocket Macro Talks, the enthusiastic talk series where I talk enthusiastically about a subject. This is out of a book, Grow Rich with Peace of Mind by Napoleon Hill. In it, he says you should read about something or talk about something for 10 minutes every day in an enthusiastic way to build the habit of talking enthusiastically. It's a fun little thing. I've been going, I don't know, a couple months with this so far, and it's pretty fun. I encourage you to try it as well if you want to talk more enthusiastically. You can record yourself so you can track your progress over time. You can look at your first audio file and compare it to where you are a month later to a year later and see where you are. Anyway, on this episode, I want to talk enthusiastically about springtime. It's crazy. The weather here is bananas. I don't know what's going on. One week it's 60 degrees and then it's negative 15. We had a super crazy cold week, and now it's crazy hot. It was 70 degrees yesterday. It's wild. It is March, so spring weather is coming, but it's still in Nebraska, technically winter time. Spring doesn't really start until the middle of April. So anyway, what is it? April showers brings May flowers. And hopefully we get a lot of April showers. It's been a dry, weird winter. Weird. It's crazy. The bees have been out a lot throughout the winter. Luckily, we feed them. We feed them all the time. When it's nice out, I get a jar of sugar water and a box of pollen ready for them. Because the thing with bees, with mild winters, they're going to go out looking for food when it's warm, and they're not going to find any. They're going to be like, oh, everything, yeah, it's dead everywhere. You know, they can find some water, but that's about it. And, you know, maybe some like ice cream or sugar that someone threw out, maybe some fruit rotting in a compost bin. Not a whole lot of pickings, so it's good to feed them during those mild winters so they stay close to the hive and gather resources. If you don't do that, they'll burn through more food than normal because, you know, they're wasting all that energy looking for more food because it's like, hey, it's warm. It's time to go find food. Crazy. Anyway, so signs of spring are here, which is, it's still pretty early. We're hoping it's not a repeat of a year called 2012. In Nebraska, it was a wild drought year. It was 60s and 100 in April. It's pretty weird, pretty hard on everything. Why that causes trouble is all the plants are like, hey, it's spring, let's start blooming. And then a freeze will come and wipe it all out. In the past, when this has happened, we don't have any apples on our apple trees, which is a sad panda for the bees and the chickens, because they both like all the apples that, all the excess apples that fall on the ground, they take care of them. Oh, it's fun. Anyway, it's like I'm enthusiastically talking about the odd weather, but nonetheless, spring is feeling like it's on its way. The days are getting longer, which is exciting. There's more sunlight. Sunset last night was at 6:30, which is way better than the 5 it was during the winter. So spring's awesome. You get more sunlight and everything's gonna start growing. It's a good time to start plants, peppers, seeds inside. For this area, you can get it ready, so it has a couple months to get going, and then you can plant it when there's no more chance of frost, which who knows when that'll be. Here it might be mid-April. It could be a crazy early warm spring, but spring's great. It's nice seeing the color come back in the grass and the trees and just life coming everywhere, and it's magical. There's bugs everywhere. Even the past few days with the 70 degree weather, we've been seeing grasshoppers, and even I saw a bunch of little shield bugs, and those are also called stink bugs. They're cute little bugs. They look like a tiny little shield. They come in a wide variety. One of my favorites is called a twice stab stink bug, and it's a really small shield bug with black. It's all black, and then it has two red diamonds on its back. So the person who named it thought it looked like someone stabbed it with a little tiny sword, you know, the diamond shape, twice on its back. So it's twice stabbed stink bug. How fun is that name? The red. It's cool. Anyway, they're adorable little bugs, and they're fun to photograph. So there's going to be more and more bugs coming. Things are going to be growing. My peppers, I started them way early in my room. They're getting big. I have them up in 5-inch peat pots now. When I just transplanted them the other day in the nice warm weather. And my dad, who was joking with me, he's like, by May, you're probably going to have them in 5-gallon buckets. And I'm like, oh, shoot. That'll be great, though. Then that's a whole summer with a producing pepper, which is great. More hot, spicy peppers for me, the better. I have a spice. I like making it. My friend named it Sammy Spice. So that's, I made a label for it, and I mailed him some. Just like the old style. What year? I don't even know what year that is. Just like old timey feel to it, like old blacksmith lettering. Think of that. Blackwater, I believe, is the font name. And it just says Sammy Spice. And then in the text in the bottom, handmade in the Shire. they joke that I'm a hobbit. It's like Sam the Hobbit from Lord of the Rings. So that is something I really like making. So I'm excited to have new peppers. We got these Dragon's Breath, or what I started. Apparently they're the hottest pepper. They haven't been officially tested, so it's not official, quote unquote. There's another pepper. The company Puckerbutt Company, they make hot sauce. They also were the ones who created the Carolina Reaper, which is a very hot pepper, 1.6 Scoville units, which means it would take 1.6 million drops of sugar water to neutralize the heat from that pepper. So that's pretty hot. Anyway, there's an official way to run that test, and it takes a lot of time. And I believe the Guinness Book of World Records will carry out that test, and the Carolina Reaper, I believe, is the last one to do that. There's another one that company also made, the Puckerbutt Company, called Pepper X. They haven't given it an official name, but apparently it's hotter than the Reaper. And a lot of people say that the Dragon's Breath is 2.5 million scouts, which would be way hotter than the Carolina Reaper, almost a whole million more on the Scoville scale, which is crazy. And for reference, pure capsaicin, which is the hotness, the thing that makes peppers hot. If you just took pure capsaicin crystals, those rank at 16 million on the Scoville scale, which is crazy, crazy hot. There's a company, they make this little vial. I think it's called Texas Spit. it's something like that. Something spit. I forget, but it's a little tiny vial with basically pure capsaicin dissolved in alcohol, and it's 9 million Scoville scale, so crazy hot. That kind of heat is wild. I had a I still have a vial. I think I need to add some more alcohol to it, because it's mostly crystallized now because it's so old. It's not something you use too often. But here, if you take one drop of that stuff and put it in your, say you're making chili and it's not spicy at all, one drop of that stuff will make the entire pot of chili spicy, like pretty hot, hotter than someone sensitive to heat would be able to handle. So that is fun stuff. I'm fascinated by heat. I guess this whole talk transitioned from enthusiastic talks about spring to enthusiastic talks about peppers and heat, which works for me. I'm just trying to talk enthusiastically. And if a conversation moves along, I go with it. And I'm literally just talking to myself in my room. I'm sitting here just flailing my arms around, and I have my little anime figure, Rachaka. She's looking at me. She's got her fist up like, yeah, keep going, buddy. So spring, things growing, flowers. I'm going to start some flowers in my room as well. I have a bunch of little seeds. I'll get those going. And I started some more peppers. There's this one. Oh, I got it right in front of me. The seed packets, the names out of these little peppers. I got them. What company is like Bohica Pepper Co? Bohica Pepper Hut. That's where I got the I got a peach reaper, which is a peach colored reaper. I don't think it's as hot as the Carolina. A death spiral and white ghost. That looks fun. I love ghost peppers. They got really good flavor. And they're really hot too. Like they're way above standard. I like the extremely hot peppers. That's anything above 800,000 on the Scoville is what I call really hot. Normal people that like spicy but aren't like crazy about it, a very hot pepper is 1 to 200,000 on the Scoville scale. So that's just a frame of reference for the heat. And then the fourth seed I got is called a charapita. Yeah, A-J-I-C-H-A-R-A-P-I-T-A. Aji charapita. Anyway, that is I believe the Tabasco pepper. It is it's the most expensive pepper. It's hard to find. I believe you can only import it from like large quantities of it fresh from Jamaica, I believe is where it's from. So I got those to try them out to see what they're like. They're cute little tiny ball peppers, and they're, I don't know. I was like, maybe I could grow these and sell them if they're that hard to come by. So that's my little thing. I'm working on a pepper side hustle. I've had great success with my spice as far as sharing it with my friends, and I mix it all up by hand. It's a brutal process. I use a granite mortar and pestle to grind up all the different spices I've put together to make the Sammy spice. And no two batches have ever been the same. I'm always just kind of, I don't have a recipe. I just add stuff until it tastes good. You know, it's like I'm trying it and it's like, yep. Better, better, worse, better. Yay, done. It's good. It's really hot. I put it on everything. I add it on my pancakes, my breakfast burritos, any food, whatever it is, sweet, salty, anything. I put this on it. It's good because peppers, the capsaicin is really good for you. It helps your blood flow. It reduces inflammation. It reduces your appetite too. There's just all these little quirks about spicy food, which is fun. So I guess I might rename this episode to Enthusiastic Talks About Spring and Peppers, and really especially peppers, because peppers are awesome. And I'm pumped for spring with the, you know, everything growing. It's fun to get flowers when they first open up, because they look really good. They have nice, pretty blooms and blossoms, and they're just wonderful, wonderful to look at. It's fun seeing everything alive and flourishing, all the birds and everything. You start seeing just more activity, and it's fun. If you like being out in nature, it's a good time to be outside is during the springtime. And yeah, so that's fun. That's the fun thing about spring, just growing everything growing, everything livening up and colors coming back. And, you know, you're going to put the winter away for a few months until it comes back. So, yeah, I'm excited. going to be doing a lot of bug pictures this year. I can feel it. More bugs, less chickens. Even, and they eat a lot of my bug friends, so I don't know how I feel about that. They're so cute, though. Oh, good little chickens. Hopefully they don't hatch any more eggs. That's they're fun and cute, but we've noticed the more you get, the more challenging it is. And when, for whatever reason, when they hatch their own eggs, you're very likely to get roosters, and having a bunch of male chickens is not good. Too many roosters. They fight, and then, you know, they try to get on the girls all the time, and it's pretty stressful for everybody. So we'll just stick with our crew, and we have been finding loving homes for roosters for people who have wanted a rooster that don't have one. It's really great. We've raised them so well. They're tame and nice and friendly, which is not common. Usually it's like you see the videos, the roosters running after the kid and being ornery. So it's good to, if you raise them caringly and you treat them nice, they will be friendly little roosters, except in the face of another rooster, then they tend to fight with each other. Oh. Anyway, fun springtime. It's about here. It's coming about a couple months here, so I'm getting a little ahead of myself for Nebraska anyway, but it's pretty exciting. Anyway, that's all for this episode. We'll catch you later.